What I want to discuss is the topic of maror, and to approach it from the standpoint that it appears in the Torah. Vayimaru eschayehem b'avoda kasha b'chomer levinim b'chol avoda b'asada eis kol avoda sam asher avdu b'hem b'farach, and to see how it expresses itself both in the narrative dimensions of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim as well as the halachic dimensions. And I think that there's a very powerful, in my opinion, overlap between the two. And I think that maror has a a very particular and meaningful role. I'll just say, of course, it's very well established that maror is essential in two different respects in the Seder. One of them is one of the achilos halayla. It's one of the mitzvos achila. It's the way that we understand it. It's derabanan bisman hazeh. Because the Torah says tzliyeshu matzos al mirorim yochlu, or umatzos al mirorim yochlu, Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni. So absent the Korban Pesach, there's an idea that mar b'zman hazeh is a din d'rabbanan. It's rabbinic in terms of the achila, but it still retains a very strong d'oraisa component in the context of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, right? We know Rabbi Gamliel kol mishalo amar shlosh advarim. Pesach, Matzah, Maror, and I want to talk about that tonight and the role of Maror in that complex. And then, in addition to that, Bishah, as we say, Sheish Matzah, Maror, Munachim, Lefanecha, that's the timing of Yigat Levincha, that's the way that we perform the mitzvah. So it's Matzah, Maror, Munachim, Lefanecha. It's interesting. Tosfos in Brachos deals with the question of, it's a long time since Karpas, why don't we say a Bore Pri Adama on the Maror? Even after making hamotzi, there's a question of dvarim, that are shalom machmas hasu'udah, if you have things that aren't really related, not normally part of a meal. And Tosos comments that hakasuv kiva'o chova, that it's an essential part of the meal, that would be true even bizman hazeh, right? Even though it's only a dindur abanan, you can't have, a Pesach meal without the maror. Again, midoraisa, you'd want it to be, with a carbon Pesach, but midur abanan, it has its own tokef. Interestingly, the Rambam, when he describes maror, in our time frame, and we see Herb, and speaking of maror a little bit, we have to wish condolences, and Herb's family suffered a loss of a daughter-in-law, and very much thinking of the entire family, Herb, and wish you and Margo, obviously, and the Chama, we spoke last week, but again, very much, on our minds. So again, the role of maror is very critical, both in terms of the achilos halayla and the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So I'd like to try to develop some of these ideas. Torah tells us, in the context of the incipient phases of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, as it's related in the Torah itself, the earliest phases of the Shibud, of the bondage, Vayavidu Mitzrayim es b'nei Yisrael b'farach, Vayimaru es chayehem b'avoda kasha, b'chomer uvevenim b'chol avoda basada, eis kol avoda sam asher avdu bahem b'farach. So the critical word is definitely farach. That's the antecedent to the maror, right? Vayavidu Mitzrayim es b'nei Yisrael b'farach, Vayimaru. And then again, the qualification, eis kol avoda sam asher avdu bahem b'farach. And that is very, very significant. The Gemara in Psachim on Kuf Chav notes, this is how we pass, Rava Matzah Bizman Hazeh D'Oraisa, that's because of the separate pasuk of Ba'erev Tochu Matzos, Maror is Din D'Rabbanan. Ma'ishna Maror, D'chsev Al Matzos U'Merorim Yochlu, so Bizman Dika Pesach, Yish Maror, Bizman D'Leka Pesach, Leka Maror. Matanami haksiv al matzos merorim. So the Gemara says, matzer mehadar hadar beikra ba'erev tochul matzos. Revacha bar Yaakov amar, interestingly, we don't rule this way, echadzeh be'echadzeh derabanan. So as I noted previously, the Rambam rules in accordance with Rava, which is no great surprise, but the way that the Rambam does so is indeed very significant. Achilas maror ina mitzvah min haTorah b'fnei atzma, elatzlu yehi be'achilas ha-pesach. The Rambam is very emphatic about this, that when there's achilas korban Pesach, maror isn't just, like a secondary detail. but it's really part of the essential performance of Korban Pesach, which I want to come back to. Mitzvah ase achas lechol b'sara Pesach al matzah umirorim. It's part of the mitzvah. This is particularly significant. So I, you know, heard from my Rebbe, Rav Rosenzweig likes to point out that the Yireim and, you know, according to Rabbi Yochanan Vershel Perlo, Rav Sadia Gaon, and maybe the Baal Halachos Gedolos count Marah as an independent mitzvah. The Rambam doesn't, but the Rambam clearly has a very significant role for Marah in the context of Korban Pesach. And even absent Korban Pesach, midivrei sofrim lechol hamarah levado belayel zeh, afilu ein sham Korban Pesach. So again, like the Rambam, as if he were apologizing, you know, for the ruling, even though there's no Korban Pesach, Marah still has to be part of it, as I described before, based on Tosos and Brachos, that it's hakasov kiva'u chova, it's an essential part of the evening. And then again, it's an essential part of the evening in the context of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, Kol Shalom Amar, Shalosh Adwar, Melu Pesach, Lo Yatsi Dechovaso, Pesach Matzah Umarar, right? Marar, at the end here of the Mishnah, Shum, Shemiru HaMitzrayim Eschayev Vosein HaMitzrayim, Shenemar Vayimaru Eschayihem. So if we look at the Yerushalmi tells us that there are, just like there are different options when it comes to, you know, matzah, there are different options when it comes to maror. This is here what you have in the fifth source. Chazeres, chasin, ulshin, troximon, tamcha, gingidin, charchavina. Rabbi Yossi Bribi Bon Omer, yasi chali, uve maror, Yerek Mar Upanav Machsifin Vieshlo Srap. It has a certain like acerbic component, etc. etc. The Gemara comments or questions Hare Chazaras Masok. So then it wouldn't work for Chazaras because that's sweet. It's not a Srap. So the Gemara says Hare Eno Kare Chazaras Ala Masok. Rabbi Chiya B'Shem Rabbi Oshaya Kol Atzman Adavr Taloya B'Chazaras. So he thinks Chazaras is the option. So Ma Chazaras Tchilas Masok V'Sof Amar. They said, so this is the idea that Chazal associate with, you know, parech, right? That the maror, in terms of its achila, should reflect what actually happened, right? That there was this seduction, there was a sense of, you know, entrapment, perach, that they seduced them, they called us in, b'meitav ha'aretz, and then all of a sudden, you know, they escalated from there. That's, I think, a very important idea, and I want to come back to it as we move forward. The Gemara in the Bavli, in this case, the Gemara in Sota Yidal Fumin Beis, tells us, eis klavo desam asher avdu bahem b'farech, again, that's the key word. So Amr Bishul Bar Nachman Rabbi Yonasan Shei Machlifin Melechas Anashim Lanashim Umelechas Nashim Lanashim, that there was a dehumanizing component to it, that they specifically wanted to, you know, degrade the Jewish people, to humiliate, to demoralize. You know, unfortunately, this is, you know, a big part of what October 7th was. Also, right, the attempted, deliberate, humiliation, dehumanization. So that's not new. That's part of, you know, Befarech as well. Now the Malbim, you know, commenting just on the Chumash, Vayimaru v'tachlas avoda haya lemarar es chayehem. So it wasn't pragmatically driven. It was psychologically driven. Umivar she'echos avoda haya avoda kasha bechomer uvenim uvemakom havoda was bechol avoda basadeh. So it was a genocidal campaign to prevent the Jewish people from, you know, procreating. Prishos Derech Eretz is referred to, you know, in the Haggadah. Right, ceaseless avoda. And it was, you know, Goldhagen would, you know, use the expression in the context of the Nazis, right? The willing executioners, also, you know, not a new idea, you know, something which has a lot of history to it as well. So far, again, we've seen Befarech as the, you know, dehumanization, degradation, machlifin avodas anashim benashim, we saw in terms of the deliberate and explicit psychological torment that the Malbim highlights, but it also has a halachic valence that I want to try to develop, as well. So the Rambam in Hilchos Avadim, there's an Issa D'Araisa in the Torah, to allow an Eved Ivri to be worked Bifarach, and certainly to be responsible for that oneself. So the Rambam writes, and again, even though this is technically permissible by an Eved Knani, the Rambam, strongly advocates against it. La'avdus misara nakasa v'lo labusha, we're never allowed to deliberately degrade or humiliate anybody. But in the context of Eved Ivri, the Rambam defines, in a halachic sense, what Avodas Parech is all about. It says, Kol Eved Ivri yasur l'avod bo b'farech, ve'ezo hi Avodas Parech, zo Avodas she'en la kitzva. It doesn't have any time-bound component. Avodas she'en otzarech la, alotia machshavato l'avido bilvad, shelo yibatel. To work people for the sake of working people. Mikana ruchachamim, shelo yomar lo, ader or ador, tachas hagifanim, ad shavo, because it's psychologically tormenting. It could be 5 minutes, it could be 5 hours, it could be 5 days or 5 weeks. Shari lo nasan lo kitzva. Lo yomer lo ador ad sha'a plonis. Oh, ad makom ploni. V'chein lo yomer lo chafor b'makom azev u'enu tzarech lo. It's useless. Right? V'afilu lahachim lo kosho chami lo hatzin v'enu tzarech lo aser v'over v'lo sase shenemar lo sir debo b'farech. And our sensitivity, to this kind of phenomenon is so great that there's an additional restriction. It says here at the end of the Rambam, that we have to intervene. You can't allow a fellow Jew to be treated this way, right? It's just an unacceptable thing. The Rambam actually talks about in the context of Pidyon Shvuyim that one of the Isurei Daraisa that we violate, if we don't demonstrate great zrizos in Pidyon Shvuyim, in the Mitzvah Rabbah of Pidyon Shvuyim, is exactly this, of Lo Yudenu Beferech Leinecha, is that we have to assume that terrible things are happening, and that too, weighs very heavily. So the point is, Vayimaru Eschayehem, the Maror, is really meant to convey the subtleties of Egyptian bondage, the demoralization and the dehumanization of it, the entrapment of it, the debasement of, giving people meaningless work where there was no, there was no goal other than to, degrade and depress, the psychological torment. This is all, part and parcel of Maror. It's so essential to the story. So, as noted, that at the Doraisa level, even if the Achilas Maror is a Divrei Sofrim, a very strong Dirabanan, there's no doubt that in terms of the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Torah level qualities remain. That's from the Mishnah, Pesach, Matzah, Umaror, Maror al Shem, Vayimaru es Chayehem. But if you look in the Rambam, in two different places, Rambam does something very fascinating in terms of his presentation of this, triad. Perek Zayin, the Rambam writes, Kol mi shelo amar shlosh dvarim elu b'lel chamisha asar lo yatzi dei chovaso elu hein Pesach, Matzah, Umaror, that's the order, Pesach al shum shepasach ha-makom al-batei avosenu b'vitzrayim shenamar v'amartim zevach Pesachu Maror al shem shemiru ha-mitzrayim ischai avosenu b'vitzrayim Matzah al shem shenigalu udvarim ha-elu kulan nikrayin ha-gada. Okay, so anybody notice what the Rambam did here? In Perek Zion, how does he present the Pesach Matzah Umara, which is again the way that we have it in the Mishnah?
I think it's different Pesukim.
Okay, so if you take a look back in the Mishnah, let's go back to Kofte Zion. So Vamartim Zevach Pesach, right? Matzal Shem Shenigul Abasin Mitzrayim Vayufes Abatzek and Maror Vayimaru Es Chayehem. Right? So,
yep.
Rambam is a little bit briefer here. We'll come back to the Pesukim in Perek Ches, but... Okay, Effie, go ahead. So what was the presentation of the Rambam?
I'm not seeing what we're looking for. I'm not seeing it.
So here it's right, Pesach, Matzah, Mar, right?
Right. No, there's Pesach, and then he reverses the order.
Oh, very good. Okay, so Maror, and then Matzah. And that's the Haggadah. I think this is, in my opinion, anyway, this has to do with the idea that we articulated last week of Maschel Begnus Umesayim Bishvach. That the Rambam thought that it was very important, it was really essential to discuss Maror, the suffering and the dehumanization, but not as the ends. Matzal Shem Shenigalu, that we overcame that, obviously, B'siyata D'Shemaya. Analogously, in Perek Ches, when the Rambam goes through the actual practice of the Seder, not just the mitzvah of Sibur Yetzias Mitzrayim, but the way that it's actually done, Machzer Hashulchan Lefanu Ve'Omer Pesach Zeh Shanu Ochen Al Shem Shepasach HaMakom Batei Avosein Mitzrayim Shenemar Ve'Amartim Zevach Pesach U'Magbia HaMaror B'Yado Ve'Omer Maror Zeh Shanu Ochlim Al Shem Shemira Mitzrayim Mitzchay Avosein Mitzrayim Shenemar Ve'Yimar Rizchayim Then Magbia HaMatzah. So once would have been enough for me, but twice, you know, is a definite. The Rambam is very clearly organizing in exactly, you know, this fashion, I believe, to demonstrate that as depressing as the Maror is, with all of the nuances of Avodas Parach, degrading work, ceaseless work, useless work, the, you know, dehumanization of the machlifin meleches anashim benashim, the seduction of it, all of these elements only make our victory, our geula, that much greater. Pesach, maror, umatzah. There's a comment of the Daz Akenim Ibali Atosvos that I found for the first time. I was extremely excited. Vayimaru. So the Das Akenim says, "Uvosa perak nolda Miriam, v'al shem kach nikreis Miriam." Again, from the language of Maror. But we know that Miriam was the, you know, the absolute agent, you know, of Geula, right? Miriam was the one who, you know, convinced her parents to get back together, and Miriam was the one who stood at the side of Moshe Rabbeinu, and Miriam was the one who, you know, had the vision, you know, Asid Imi, Leholid Ben, Shemoshia Sisrael. Miriam was the very picture of resolve and resilience. In other words, the more that you are able to highlight the Merirus, the more that you're able to appreciate how far we came. Maror isn't an ends in its own right. Maror gives us a sense of range and appreciation. The deeper the depths of suffering are, the greater, you know, the heights of victory and the triumph of redemption. Miriam personifies that. And in that, you know, vein, I think it's not surprising then that Maror is only, in terms of the Achila, a mitzvah min haTorah, in the context of the Karban of Geula. It's still important when we don't have the Karban Pesach to, you know, have Achilas Maror. It's very important. Midivrei Sofrim. But it reaches its De'oraisa framework, you know, only in the context of Tzliyeshu Matzos, Al Mirorim Yochluhu, or, you know, in the context of, you know, Pesach Sheni, Al Matzos Umirorim Yochlu, as an inextricable part of the Korban Pesach. So Maror as an Achila, just like Maror as part of the Sipur, you know, it's Maschal Begnus Umesayim Bishvach, Maror as an Achila Daraisa has to be conjoined with the two elements of Geula, Matzah, and Pesach, and it gives so much more meaning to the Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach is so much more impressive in light of the fact that, you know, it overcame the depths of Maror. Maror in every sense, the entrapment, the perach, the machlifin, avodas anashim v'nashim, the avoda she'en la kitzva component, avoda she'en batzorech, all of the precious derech eretz, all of the suffering, elu habanim, all of that is just, it's so much more impressive that we were able to overcome it. So I think there are really two distinct messages of Maror that resonate very, very deeply this year in particular. The first, as I've noted, that trajectory of Maschal Gnus Umisayim Mishvach that we talked about last week, and Maror playing the critical role in terms of establishing the depths of the Gnus, from the perspective of Shibud Mitzrayim. We remember our suffering not to wallow in, despair and victimhood, but we remember our suffering, right, as a way of charting, our resolve. You can only really appreciate, how resolute the Jewish people have been, starting with, the suffering in Egypt, to this very day, if you can appreciate and understand, how difficult it was. Kol haben hayilod hayo'ra tashlichu. We don't run away from that. And we don't run away from, v'esam aleilu, elu habanim. And we don't run away from, v'yares hanyenu, precious derech eretz, the terrible toll and the suffering of families, of spouses. We don't run from any of that because it's important for us to understand that even, in the worst possible suffering, we're able to overcome. Pesach, maror, umatzah. The second point, I think, emerges from the Rambam's presentation, where the Rambam says there's two, components to the iser of avodas parach. One of them is to do it yourself, God forbid. The other is to allow it to happen. Lo savidenu beferech le'enecha. Our appreciation of the depths of suffering in Egypt, where, again, Vayavidu Mitzrayim b'Sbnei Yisrael b'Farach, then Vayimaru es Chayihem, b'Avoda Kasha, b'Chomer, b'Vinu, b'Chol Avoda, b'Asada, Eis Kol Avoda Sam, Asher Avdu b'Hem b'Farach. That gives us a profound, impetus to be able to react with, great, great intensity when it comes to, Achenu b'nei Yisrael, who are, shruyin b'tzara uva shivya, our sense of we cannot allow on our watch Achenu b'nei Yisrael to have an experience that remotely approaches what the Egyptians were able to, to do to us without any consequences for generations in Egypt. That's something that we, simply can't abide. And there's kind of like this, instinctive, visceral reaction that when it comes to this issue that makes us react with a very a great intensity, but something that, like I say, touches like the deepest nerve in the Jewish, let's say the Jewish soul, is when you know that a Jew is being treated bevodas parach, the need to respond, which is to share that source that I was alluding to previously in the Rambam, is here in Hilchos Matnos Ani in Perek Ches, where the Rambam speaks about, Pidyon Shvuyim. So Pidyon Shvuyim, Kodem leparnasa saniyim lechsusan halavai. We were discussing this in an abstract way. We're discussing it in the realest possible way with 134, Ein lecha mitzvah gedola kepedion shvuyim. Shashavoy harehu bichal re'evim. We have to assume that they're starving. Ve'hatzmeyim and thirsty. Ve'arumim. Right, no elaboration necessary. Ve'omed b'sakanas nefashos. How many have been brutally, murdered already? Ve'amalim einav mepedionu. And if we would, God forbid, turn away, hareza over alos amitzas levavcha. All of the Isurim of Tzedakah, the Al Lo Samod Al Dam Reyecha, which is itself sufficient, the Al Lo Yurdenu Beferech Le'inecha, that you're allowing a Jew to remain, in captivity, where presumably, and in some cases not even, presumably, just know that this is what's going on. So part of the memory, like I say, is to be able to have that range of gnos to shevach. But part of the memory, to keep that memory alive, is to ensure that we have this kind of a visceral response. If a Jew, not that we'd want it for any human being, of course, but if a brother or a sister is in a situation of befarach, we've got to get them out of there. Now, again, in terms of the practicalities, and that's not my point, but I mean the urgency, the imperative, the emotional valence, we'll never forget that initial situation of Bifarech, because it's meant to, resonate with us. Rabbeinu Bechaya has a comment on Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Hotzeisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim, Mibeis Avadim, says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu introduced himself as a Podesh Shavuyim, and that's meant to create, v'halachta bedrachav. That's meant to create a sense for us of, pidyon shavuyim, that we're just, that's how we know God, that's how God introduced himself to us. He revealed himself, in that mode. That's how we're meant to emulate him. So the Mara this year, again, has these two, I think, dialectical impulses. One of them is, as we said, to remind us of how far we come from the depths of suffering. The more that we appreciate all of the aspects of suffering, the seduction, the entrapment, the degradation, the psychological torture, the more we can appreciate the geula, Pesach, Maror, Umatzah, if you will. I'm not recommending people change the order from the Haggadah, but, you can be tempted. The other point is that our sensitivity to suffering, to keep that memory alive, Vayimaru Eschayehem, is because, it's not just that we shouldn't do it ourselves, of course. Right? Lo Savod Bo Befarech, but Lo Yavidenu Befarech Leinecha. We need to have that, nobody should need a shear as to why it's important to go get our brothers and sisters out of there. It's the most basic response in the world. When we talk about the original Pidyon Shvuyim of Avram and Lod, the Pasuk says, Vayishma Avram ki nishba achiv, and he immediately sprang into action. Vayarek es chanichav yidei veso, shmonas harishlosh meos vayirdof adan. Avram was not asking any questions. It was an immediate and visceral response, and that's the way it has to be. And part of the way that we keep it, that intensive is by, deeply remembering the Meriros, intensively, remembering it. So that, I think, is, again, a very, very critical point. And these obviously push, in kind of opposite directions. One of them is to give us a note of optimism that if we were so far down and, in the end, matzal shem shenigalu, that we can come back from anything. And at the same time, there's the urgency of when there is suffering to respond, immediately and intensively and overwhelmingly and without any, hesitation, because we have our foundational story is rooted, in that experience of merirus. I think that's part of the reason, in my opinion, that maror remains a divrei sofrim even absent the Karban Pesach. Maror reaches its fullest expression as part of the Din D'oraisa when you have the Karban Pesach, because it establishes the range. Look how far we've come from the maror to the matzah and the korban pesach, kruchin bevasachas. But what role does maror play, you know, absent the korban pesach? I think it's always important to experience the merirus for this other dimension of v'lo yavidenu beferach le'inecha, to remember what it was and to never minimize, you know, the suffering, Jewish suffering. Where there's Jewish suffering, there has to be, you know, a very intensive, like I say, a visceral response. And to me, that's, you know, also a part of this principle that we call ta'am maror. There's, you know, big discussion, you know, that we have regarding ta'am matzah. The Rambam writes about it a lot, that, you know, matzah should really be the taste which is left in our mouth, and you know, that's, you know, because we don't have the Korban Pesach anymore. Otherwise, Korban Pesach would be the last thing that we have. But there's also, I think, an important idea of ta'am maror. And, you know, ta'am maror, you know, is something that we talk about, that, you know, you shouldn't overdo the charoses. You have to have the charoses, but a person, you know, shouldn't overdo the charoses, because then, you know, the result will be that you don't have, you know, the necessary ta'am maror. We have to really experience it, you know, in a visceral way. The Rambam writes in this context, v'lo yisha oso, meaning the maror, b'charoses shema yevatel ta'amo, v'zo mitzvah midivrei sofrim. So what I'm suggesting is that the mitzvah b'divrei sofrim of achilas maror is linked to the din of ta'am maror. The Rambam refers to them both as b'divrei sofrim. We have to taste it. It has to be v'ta'am hamar adayin no befinu, that we're tasting the maror. We have the sense of the bitterness. And it's, again, it's not just to wallow in that. It's so that we have a sense of the suffering.
Rabbi?
Yeah, please, Dr. Shess.
I think we had from the Yerushalmi that Rabbi Yosei Baribi introduced the different tastes. It talks about the Mariras, but also talks about the Saraf. And I'm wondering if that is, how that plays in here. Is that an exaggeration of Mariras, or is it a different concept altogether?
I think it's an accentuated form. It's meant to almost have this burning sensation. That's why, interestingly, the Gemara says that charoses is meant to prevent that from being dangerous. You know, Dr. Shuss would be in a better position to weigh in on that than I would, you know, but, you know, where it says mishum kafa, that there's like a real danger there. But you're right, it's an amplified form of that. So, you know, like we use the expression in English, a bitter taste in my mouth. We should always have a bitter taste about Jewish suffering, and there has to be like a, you know, an instinctive response. There can never just be, you know, tactically, you know, we can debate, you know, what's the best way of ending this? How do we approach this issue? You know, there were, when the Jews were suffering in the Soviet Union, you know, people had different approaches, you know, behind closed doors, out in the streets, you know, but what there can be no disagreement about is that it's an intolerable situation that has to be brought to an end one way or the other. You can debate the tactics, but you can't debate, you know, the goals and the experience. So, you know, maror, you know, is something where we really want to experience that. And, you know, God willing, one day when we have the Korban Pesach, you know, v'nochal shamin as well. So it'll be mostly about how far we've come. But the role of maror bizman hazeh, you know, the derabana, the ta'am maror, I think is so profound, because it really reminds us of that other point of lo yavidenu beferach leinecha, of our obligation to intervene. Like the Rambam talked about, in the chametzva rabba kepidyon shvuyim, we just have to be, you can't be too aggressive. There's just no such thing as being overly aggressive in the context of, you know, Jewish suffering. So, you know, I'll conclude, you know, this was you know, Ruth Weiss, the Harvard professor, talked a lot about, you know, how opposed she was to And she had, I think, all the right intentions, you know, the proliferation of Holocaust museums, and she felt like it was a way of us, you know, wallowing in suffering and victimhood, and she didn't like that at all. You know, I feel very differently about it. If it was about wallowing in suffering and victimhood, I guess I would feel similarly, but I don't think it's about that. I think it's about trying to educate the world. I mean, there's a piece of that too, but, you know, that we have to remember the intensity of Jewish suffering. Going back to the original Jewish suffering, Vayavidu Mitzrayim, as B'nai Yisrael Befarech, we have to understand what that Befarech was in detail. And if we can understand that, then it should inspire us, you know, to activism, you know, on behalf of Jews who are suffering anywhere. And of course, it doesn't end there. You know, we talk about, you know, sensitivity to all human beings on the basis of Kigerim Hayisim Beretz Mitzrayim, but starting with the family for sure and expanding from there, I think is really part of the reason that Jews memorialize suffering, Vayimaru es Chayehem, Bavoda Kashab. So just to finish on a positive note, like we said, but it's Pesach Maror Matzah, because, you know, we really do know that as bitter as that taste of Maror is, we're going to be able to overcome. Matzal Shem Shenigalu, Vayofu es Habatzik, Asher Hotzio Mitzrayim, Vagos Matzotz Kilo Chametz. So no matter how challenging and depressing, you know, this year in particular has been, we know that, you know, Benisa Nigalu, Benisa Nasidinli Goel, that we've come very, very, very far, and the depths of Marav can only serve to remind us of, you know, the heights of redemption. So with that, I want to wish everybody a wonderful, wonderful night, and hopefully this will enhance our Tam Marav just a little bit. And look forward to continuing to discuss, you know, Inyanei Pesach, God willing, next week. Have a good night, everybody.